Tablet 1, Chapter 1. The Book of the Generation of Esau, the Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham, Matthew 1:1. God promised Abraham that he would give two gifts to his children. One was a kingly spiritual domination, scepter, and the other material property as the birthright. These two gifts, as promised, were inherited from Abraham to Isaac, and then to Jacob, Israel. At the time of his death, Jacob separated these inheritances and gave the scepter, kingly spiritual domination and lawgiving, to Judah. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh, Messiah, come. Genesis 49:10. The birthright was given to Joseph and his seed. For more detail, read Children of Abraham. All prophecies are fulfilled. That is why the great king of the children of Israel, King David, is from the tribe of Judah. And also Esau, the king of the Jews, house of Judah, is from the same tribe. Abraham is the father of all the Hebrews, so he is the father of Esau also. And David was the king and father of Judah, so he is also the father of Esau. That is why Esau, who became Christ, is the son of David, the son of Abraham. However, as Christ himself said to the Pharisees in Matthew chapter 22, verses 42 to 45, saying, "What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he?" They say unto him, "The son of David." He saith unto them, "How then doth David in spirit call him Lord, saying, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand, till I make thine enemies thy footstool? If David then call him Lord, how is he his son?" No one could answer this question, but what is the answer? The answer is that Christ, or the first begotten Son of God, who became pure consciousness, Christ consciousness, was in the world even before the creation of this manifested world. Read the base, or the essence. So spiritually he could not be the son of any mortal man, not even David or Abraham. However, in a fleshly sense, he was born from a mother with Jewish ancestry and from the tribe of Judah. Christ also is a consciousness and a person. Also, Esau was conceived from a virgin. So in truth, his birth was a miracle, and no worldly man could claim that he was his father. He was in pure consciousness even before coming to this world. He came to the earth as an avatar, God-man. That is why he is called Emmanuel, God with us. But even an avatar does not know he is a God-man until later on in his life, when he realizes himself and understands his mission. Furthermore, Christ was incarnated as the first Adam, who guided other humans to the path of the Spirit, path of pure consciousness, and later on as Noah and Abraham. In fact, as God had promised to Abraham, "And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed," the only way that all families of the earth could be blessed is by Abraham, being incarnated in so many different nations and situations and bringing the truth and blessings to them. So whoever any nation or people consider as their father or the one who brought to them the blessings is none other than Christ. God never fails in his promises. Readings of the Generations, Matthew 1, verse 2 through 15. with the explanation given about the first verse, the reading of the generations, seems useless. But as it is described in the holiest book, the generations are used in the Bible to show that it takes hundreds of years before humans come to a higher understanding. In other words, it takes hundreds or thousands of years before an evolutionary step can be fulfilled. So the human should create patience in the process for his will to be fulfilled. And Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Esau, who is called Christ, Matthew 1, verse 16. Because Joseph married Mary and participated in bringing up Esau, he can be referred to as his earthly father. In truth, he only was Mary's husband, not Esau's father. That is why we hear about him very little in the Gospels. Also, Esau, who is called Christ, was not Christ in the beginning, but became Christ after he overcame the temptations in the desert, although he was born from pure consciousness to the flesh from spirit. He should have gone through a regular life and overcome the flesh before realizing his divinity as Christ, pure consciousness. So all the generations from Abram to David are 14 generations, and from David until the carrying away into Babylon are 14 generations, and from the carrying away into Babylon unto Christ are 14 generations. Matthew 1, verse 17. Therefore, it took 42 generations from Abraham to Esau for the prophecy of Jacob, Israel, to be fulfilled. Now the birth of Esau the Christ was on this wise. When, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Matthew 1, verse 18. Esau was from the Spirit, a child of the Holy Ghost. He had come from pure consciousness to the flesh. He was an avatar. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. Matthew 1, verse 19. Joseph, being just a man, not a son of God, was disturbed finding Mary with child. But because he was a just man and did not want to create any problems for her publicly, he decided to leave her without making her a public example, put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Matthew 1:20. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name, for he shall save his people from their sins. Matthew 1, verse 21. However, Joseph was informed of the truth that Mary was a chaste and pure woman, and he should not be afraid of any unfaithfulness by her. The child was conceived through the power of the Holy Ghost, knowledge of God. As described before, his spiritual name was, which is the abbreviation for a name closely pronounced, Yahushua, or the Savior, Shua, of Yahweh, shall save his people. His sacred name was revealed to Joseph.